Hello, my children. Welcome to the jungles of recovery 101 radio, where we have our enterprise men, the Bruce, Shelley, and the Mark, learning us about the fellowships of all the A's. Most importantly, their favorites, the insanities. So join us, children, on this journey of recovery.
Thank you to Lori Faith for our marvelous new Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NAOACAGAPASLASLAACA. Wait a minute.
The CA is fine.
I'm messing up. We don't speak for any of the A's.
Or ours.
I don't even speak well for myself.
It's barely speak for any alphabet at all, huh?
I could say the Greek alphabet.
Jeez.
But don't.
Let's don't.
Three times before I match with my fingers.
Stop it.
A, B, C, J, D, A, F, A, H. Oh, wait, that's Spanish.
That's Spanish. Kim Boyd.
Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always with.
Shelley.
And Mark.
Sweet.
Dude.
Awesome.
Great.
How's your day, Shelley?
It was a good day. I'm just pooped.
Why?
Because we played with our grandson all day. All day.
All day.
And he is a bundle of energy. I actually posted this on Facebook while I was having my little break, when you gave me my break.
Uh-huh.
I have never seen a kid ever that was that opposed to pants. I was trying to put his third pair of pants on him today, and he was like, you know the peacock sound when peacocks go, rah! That's the sound he was making.
No pants, huh?
And launching himself back into the bed pillows. I'm like...
Oh, is this when you came up with the FTP saying?
Yes, F the pants. F the pants.
Nope, no pants.
That's what I said. I said, okay, Elliot.
He may be on the boozy news someday. Because we have a thing about guys losing their pants all the time.
Yeah,
that's true. I said, okay, Elliot, F the pants. No pants at Mimi's house. Pants are for suckers.
Pants are for suckers. I'm not sure, but I think the first boozy news story tonight might be along those lines.
Perfect.
Something like that. So how was your day, Mark?
My day was good. Got everything done I needed to get done and ended up here.
It's not as hot as it has been.
Wow, has that been a little interesting last few days, huh?
You know, the other day, and it's cooking, it's like 102 degrees or 103 degrees, and someone on Facebook is like, it's effing snowing here, and I'm like,
yes,
and they're like, it's May, and it's snowing, and I'm like, ah, damn global warming.
And we're like, it's May, it's 103.
Yeah. Unseasonably warm, we call that.
Well,
there wasn't any place that was seasonable. That was the problem.
But you know what's funny? Because I always love it when people go, oh my God, it's horribly hot. It's like the hottest it's ever been. And they're like, it broke a record set in like 1923. And I'm like, so in 1923, it was just as hot as it is.
So 90 years ago.
Yeah, 90 years ago, it was just as hot. Up till then, it hasn't been this hot.
That's right.
So, you know, I don't know.
That's right. And some guy was driving his Model T across the desert screaming about global warming.
Climate change.
Yes, they've backed off on that now.
Al Gore Sr.
Yeah, it's officially climate change now, which is ridiculous because, yes, we've had climate change forever.
There was climate change between 1 and 4 today.
Yes. We have big climate changes 4 times every year.
Yeah, I know. But well, it went from 84 to 72. That's a climate change.
If you had watched the thing on CNN that time, the guy from Caltech said, you know, the Earth warms up. Yes, it does. And it gets up to a certain temperature, and then it cools off. He goes, yes, it does. He goes, and then we have an ice age.
Yes.
And he goes, and then it warms up again, and eventually it goes back down, and we have an ice age. He goes, and he looked around at this panel of scientists. He goes, is anybody unclear about this? He goes, because I don't really see what we're arguing about. He goes, is the Earth warming? He goes, yeah, gradually it's been warming for 100,000 years, and then it's going to cool off more rapidly than it warmed, and then we're just going to go through the whole thing again. And they came back from commercial break. He wasn't on the show anymore. And I thought, I thought this guy was not controversial enough.
Yeah.
He wasn't towing the party line.
He wasn't towing the ratings line, I think. Well, FTP, you know what that means. Well, it's time for the boozy news, and the news not fit for booze.
Was that a flash?
God's calling.
That was a flash. Hey, James, we're right in the middle of recording. You're on the air right now.
He says, with the phone of the user.
No. All right, bye. There we go. So, that was show host from the distant past, James, calling in.
It's okay.
Don't know what he needed. But, okay, boozy news. FTP, F the pants. Naked man on embalming fluid.
Oh.
Screams surfboard Beyonce style. It's
what?
Not really clear what Beyonce style is, but I think he's maybe doing like Beyonce-like moves. Witnesses on a Houston street says a man had gotten high on embalming fluid. I'm not exactly sure how you do that. He stripped naked, started screaming surfboard, and doing the Beyonce.
I have no idea what that is, and I'm not sure I want to know.
It's got to be a dance or something.
Whatever.
onlookers, including small children, can be seen in the video in the background watching this guy dancing naked in the street.
Surfboard?
And then there's also people that are trying to subdue the guy on the street.
Okay, how do you do embalming? I mean, do you have to have all your blood removed first?
I think you probably drank it, would be my guess, but it sounds...
Can you shoot it?
I'm sure you can.
Well, yeah, that's how what they do with corpses.
Yeah, but once you do, are you done?
Yeah, I mean,
I think so. One woman who claims she's the identified man's cousin was horrified. Here's her quote.
Really? I'd be pointing and laughing.
Here's her quote. That's damn embarrassing, grown man like that. He's in the middle of the street. Something is going on with him, evidently, because he never did that before.
Well, no, this may have been the first time he ever...
I mean, was he regularly on embalming fluid?
Now, she said the guy had been up all night getting high on embalming fluid, which it still doesn't tell how you do that.
Of course, we may not want to report how to do that, so...
It's unclear whether he faces charges because they took him in for a mental evaluation because they think there's more going on here than maybe just embalming fluid.
And I want to know what the surfboard is all about.
You guys are going to need some kazoos, actually.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
All right. I'll quit texting.
Not only do you need kazoos, because this is from Fran, Heroes of the Week. So this Australian couple's getting married at the beach. And, you know, they've got the whole wedding party. You see things like at Florida and stuff where they've got the whole wedding party on the beach and it's... You know,
it
real,
looks all romantic until the wave comes in.
It's real romantic until the fishing boat offshore sinks.
Oh, my gosh.
That cuts into the romance.
And a couple of the groomsmen strip down and swim out there to save the fishermen.
Well, good for them.
Awesome.
So, let's see. Joanne and Aaron Easterbrook were posing for photos with their wedding party on a jetty in Palm Cove. That's in Australia. And two groomsmen, Dougal Gray and Clayton Dean, immediately stripped down to their underwear and swam towards the out-of-breath fisherman whose dinghy had overturned into the nearby rocks, in the water in the rocks.
Oh.
Ow.
They pulled the guy back to shore and the dinghy as well.
Oh. Well, they're Australian.
Dragged him up onto the beach and... The quote is, I think he was a bit shocked, exhausted but grateful that there was two mostly naked guys that were with him.
Well, now, did they get back into their tuxes and continue the wedding photography?
No, they stayed in their underwear for the rest
of the day. No, it actually, the wedding party pictures resumed after the rescue, although they did take a couple of pictures of the guys sort of in their skivvies in the wedding picture.
Yeah.
You know, the bride and the groom are still all decked out, and the two guys are kind of
the fisherman being in the pictures would be cool.
Yeah. look what happened at our wedding.
And the couple was very happy because they have a great love of fishing. And so the groomsman saved a fisherman. So it was pretty cool. This story is from Bruce. Maria Montanez Colon.
The other white meat, Bruce?
No, him, Bruce.
Oh, wait. The Maria Montanez Colon.
Three names.
She's from...
Colombia?
No.
Florida!
Florida.
Oh, okay.
She called the police, 911, reported something nefarious going on in her house. When the cops showed up, she actually wanted sex. She was arrested. She was 58 years old, arrested for abusing the 911 system.
Oh, it might have been an emergency.
I mean, wait. So she called in a fake crime to get some cops to come out so she could try to get porked.
And when an officer arrived, she tried to have sex with him.
Does she not realize if there was a bar nearby, all she had to do was call the bar?
Yeah, really?
Say, hey, I am home.
I'd like to order out.
I am home and I need sex.
Well, here's the story. The woman told police she gave her late husband's convertible to his son while she was drunk and she wants that car back. And when Justin DeVolt of the Punta Gorda Police Department.
Yep.
Punta Gorda.
Punta Gorda.
Fat Point.
Yeah. Police Department arrived, she began to fondle him.
He stood still for that?
She then asked, then it says, she then asked the officer if he was married. I'm thinking, did the officer just stop that right away? Asked if he was married and allegedly proceeded to rub the officer's chest.
He said, I'm not married, my wife is.
Then told DeVolt that he was quite sexy and she wanted to have sex with him because she didn't have any sex in years. However.
See, it was an emergency.
The officer spun her around and cuffed her. Which at first seemed like it was a good move for her.
Yeah, this still hasn't gotten bad yet.
Yeah. And then she realized she was being arrested.
Oh, man.
She says, I thought he was getting a little kinky.
What a buzzkill.
Yeah. Booked. Charlotte County Jail. And, of course, she was...
Was there a BAC here?
They didn't give it, but they said that she was definitely intoxicated at the time.
Saw that coming a mile away.
Tequila makes your clothes fall off.
Yeah.
This one's from Mark M.
That'd be me.
It would be you. Alcohol kills one person every 10 seconds.
Wow.
Yes, it does.
That's a lot of people.
What they say.
Now, the World Health Organization, WHO.
Yes.
WHO?
I wonder if they have doctors there.
WHO?
Ha,
Doctor
ha.
WHO?
Doctor WHO. Geneva, alcohol kills 3.3 million people a year. Now, interestingly enough, if you want to put that in terms of other things, that's more than AIDS, tuberculosis, and violence combined. That's a grip.
That's not good news.
And that includes everything. Drunk driving, alcohol-induced violence, abuse, multitude of diseases and disorders, blah, blah, blah. Causes 1 in 20 deaths globally every year.
Yeah, that was not good news.
That is quite a bit. Drinking is linked to more than – this is a wide-ranging study that had linked to more than 200 health conditions, including cirrhosis, certain cancers. Also makes people more susceptible to infectious diseases like tuberculosis, HIV, pneumonia. Alcohol-related accidents, such as car crashes, were the second highest killer – accounting for 17% of all alcohol-related deaths. Binge drinking is especially damaging to your health.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
Who would have thunk?
Yeah. Who does think?
16% of everyone that's ever tried alcohol drinks to excess.
Wow, that seems like a low number to me.
Drinking in China and India is rising fast as people are earning more money.
Everybody gets drunk
at
some point.
Annual intake in China is likely to swell by 1.5 liters of pure alcohol by 2015 per year. Still, Europe and Russia are the world's biggest drinkers. This is actually is I kind of combined two things because it was another thing from WHO about what countries are the biggest drinkers, and
Russia.
Russia and Russian satellite countries are the number one, and which makes sense because our second biggest downloading country is the Ukraine.
Yeah,
for Recovery 101. Let's see. The wealthiest nations, Europe and America especially, are boozier than people in poorer countries. They're nowhere near the Soviet Union and the Eastern Bloc countries. Russian men consume an average of 32 liters of pure alcohol a year. Pure alcohol.
That doesn't seem like a lot to me.
Why?
Yeah, but this is just Russian guys that drink. This isn't... Yeah.
If your alcohol content's around 22% on something to 40%, then that'd be a lot because they're talking just the pure alcohol.
Well, and if you think about it, when you say pure alcohol, you're talking like Everclear.
Oh, okay.
At 191.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So when you're drinking vodka, you're putting away three times as much as what the number is.
And
like
still, it's like 2.5 quarts a month just for someone who's just a drinker, supposedly.
Yeah. That's the average, and you got all those children that are 6 and under that aren't drinking hardly at all.
Right.
Yeah, it's true, just with dinner.
That offset the 35-year-olds.
Nearly half of all adults worldwide, though, have never touched alcohol. And 62% say they haven't had anything in the last year.
We're part of that statistic.
This one's from Bruce.
The other white meat? Or
how
the
many times
meat?
Are you going to credit yourself?
Every time that I'm due.
I'm going to hand you the hand.
Woman stabs husband with squirrel.
We
how do you
did
do
this
that?
One.
We did do this one.
Did we?
Yes. For not, because of the beer thing. Wasn't it they got in a fight over beer or something?
They did. When did we do it?
About 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. All right, next story.
Okay. Well, and it's actually from Christmas. And we only did it 3 weeks ago. Right.
Maybe we did it a month ago.
Maybe.
Maybe we did it 2 months ago.
Oh, you know what? This is from Phil. And I forgot Phil sent this in. World's drunkest countries.
That goes right along with the WHO study.
It goes with the WHO. This one says Portugal, Grenada, and Andorra are also ranked in the highest category.
Who are you?
12.5 liters for anyone over 15.
Totally off subject. You're talking about Portugal. I had a dream about Portugal the other night.
You did?
Who the heck dreams about a country?
You.
Apparently I do. But I had a dream about Portugal because in my dream,
I
was
Tahiti.
Trying to figure out how they've flown under the radar for so many centuries. It's just, they're just there.
They are.
And they don't really do much. They don't really get in trouble. It's not like they cause a ruckus. They're not in the news a lot. Yeah. They're just there.
My dad almost bought an island off the Azores just because he thought Portugal would be a good place to be near.
Yeah, they're just...
Yeah, because they're just there. They don't do anything.
Do you know who else speaks Portuguese?
Brazil.
Portuguese people.
Brazil.
Yes. The only thing they ever did was they sent out explorers and... They landed in Brazil.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's some pretty famous explorers from Portugal. This was an interesting thing that I found about the movie Caddyshack. Now, Caddyshack came out a long time ago.
Yeah.
Funny, funny, funny movie.
Yes.
Lots of famous people. Rodney Dangerfield and Bill Murray and a number of others. Chevy Chase and Harold Ramis and... Apparently, it was a cocaine frenzy, the filming of that movie.
I'll bet.
almost have to be if you watch the movie.
Well, it says the 80s was the high point of Hollywood's excessive lifestyles.
Yes.
And
really?
Cocaine was rampant.
Yes.
Caddyshack basically worked coke money into its budget. And no one's really... Apparently, recently being that quiet about this. For a long time, this was kind of hush-hush.
Oh, yeah.
the crew, everybody that worked on the movie asked to please be paid in cash, apparently, so they were able to better fund their cocaine habits.
Yes.
And everyone on the cast list was partying hard every night. Rodney Dangerfield actually did coke lines during his audition. Bill Murray frequently wandered off drunk during filming, and he was apparently found sleeping in a sand trap on the golf course of which they were filming.
He was just getting character.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny because when you saw the images of this, it's got Bill Murray down like talking to the gopher, and he just looks like he's just freaking cooked.
Yeah.
You know, to get a gopher, you must think like a gopher. Apparently, Chevy Chase and director Harold Ramis were no strangers to substance abuse on this set either. And they say it's a miracle that the resulting film turned out so well, considering how completely stoned everyone in the cast and crew were at the time Caddyshack was filmed.
Well, the crew has to be.
Yeah, well, sure. It says the movie did very well, but in one thing, in the way that the film stands alone is just the sheer excess of drugs done in the film. I just found that to be interesting. And that, my friends, is the end of the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101.
We're back.
We are back. Shelly, welcome back.
Shout out to the New Way Foundation.
And Sober College.
At selfwillhappens.com.
.com.
Bruce, you have a topic.
I do.
I have no idea what this topic is.
You're about to.
I know what it is, but I don't know how he's going to navigate
it. Well, let me tell you how it came up. And the topic...
Tell me, Bruce.
Is Skippers.
Barbie's little friend?
Could be Skippers and Slippers, but I think Skippers is the way it's going to be. But here's how it came up. I go to a big book study, my normal Tuesday night big book study.
Uh-huh.
Adequate big book
of
study.
Of which we read the book every week. You've been to many book studies in your life, Mark, as have I, as has Shelley.
Do you read the book 5 times?
In the year, yes.
No, it turns out to be like 4.3 or something like that.
Well... And it would only be that way if you read the whole effing book. So here we are at the meeting. I'm sitting there. And we're going to be on chapter 8 to the wives from the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous.
Great chapter.
And suddenly, people start saying, women start saying, I don't like this chapter. I don't like this chapter. You know, we shouldn't do this. Let's skip this chapter. And I'm like over there like, what do you mean effing skip? It's the first 164 pages of the book. It lists out the 4 types of alcoholic in it. You know what I mean? It's like they skip chapter 8. And I'm like looking around like, you can't do that.
Why not?
And they just railroaded it through. Well, first
isn't
of all,
isn't that funny how you can do that?
First of all, because it's a book study. Because my sponsee, my buddy Mark, who's sitting right next to me, immediately looks up at me and goes, which parts of the program do I get to skip?
Exactly.
And I'm like, well, you don't. He goes, apparently skipping things is okay.
Yeah.
Because the whole meeting just co-signed off on this pretty much. And I'm like, he goes, can I skip inventory?
No.
He goes, matter of fact, he goes, maybe when we get around to it, I should say I don't like the chapter Into Action, and maybe we shouldn't read that one.
Yeah.
Or we should say, I don't want to read Bill's story.
Can I make a list of all persons I have harmed and be willing to make amends to them all, then just skip step 9?
Just skip the making amends part?
Because that would be much easier. Because that makes me uncomfortable.
So I guess the question is, is in any way that really okay? I mean, yeah, you know what? People jumped on board with it. That's what I mean. You know the way meetings are, mob rules and all that.
Yeah,
but it's
you know how you can make that? You know how you make that happen? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah we know how we can make it happen.
Ever happened to you? It's happened to me.
I watched it happen.
You perpetrated it.
I watched it happen in this meeting.
Yeah.
But, I mean, in your entire life, 29 years sober.
Yep.
Have you ever been to a meeting, a book study, where they just arbitrarily decided they were going to leave out one of the chapters?
Not of the first 164 pages.
Me neither.
I was at a book study where we got about halfway through the stories, and finally we said, guys, why don't we go do acceptance? And why don't we go do how to handle sobriety? And then why don't we go back to the first 164 pages again? You know, because stories are interesting, but if you're going to read the entire book, you're going to be a long time.
Now, I don't want to put anyone on blast here. But one of the ringleaders to this thing is sitting right here in the room.
Not a ringleader.
Okay.
You have blamed this on me. And it's not my fault. I did not.
Person to
if you would
up.
Shut up for 2 seconds, you got to have your say. I did not interrupt you. Now it is my turn. I have the talking stick, so keep your pie hole shut.
Jane, you ignorant slut.
Yes. Now, we're sitting in the meeting. I'm sitting next to the secretary. I opened the book because I wanted to see what chapter we were going to be reading.
I am basted the secretary.
Shut up. I opened it up to see what chapter we're going to be reading because I had missed last week and I'd forgotten where we were. And it opens up to chapter 8, which I hate. I hate that chapter. And it flew out of my mouth. I said, oh, you got to be effing kidding me. Because it seems like every other week we have to read the chapter. And it's just, to me, it's long and it's unnecessarily long. And that was all I said. That was all I said. You've got to be effing kidding me. That's all I said. And the next thing I know, he's announcing that we're skipping the chapter. And I was the one who said, wait a minute, did you vote on that? And he said, yeah. And then he just went to chapter 9.
Well, did you miss all the other commentary that was happening there?
I must have. I must
the
have
gal
been
sitting
off
right
in
next
La La
to you
Land.
Who chimed in with you and said, I hate this chapter too. And then someone else said, I don't like this. All women. I don't
I
like this chapter
either. I must have not
been
paying attention because I was like, wait a minute.
Now,
did you vote on this?
And I will. There's a couple people I lambasted after this too. One of them being my own sponsor because he kind of just went along with it too. I'm like, Roger? Are you effing kidding me? Have you ever had this happen? He goes, well, no, I've never seen it happen before. And I'm like, right? And now, most of the people in the room, most of them are people that we all know that have been there for a while. But on the other side of the room, there's one guy sitting against the wall. I don't even know who the guy was. I don't know how new he was, but it's like, you know.
Well, you made your point abundantly clear by calling us, well, now we're the Tuesday night skippers meeting. So, and if I would like to also note that when we went out after the reading on break and you were giving us all what for, I was the one who said, well, then we'll go back and do chapter 8 next week, okay? So we are going to do chapter 8. We're just doing them out of order.
Why are you in charge?
It doesn't matter at this point because I'm so sick of hearing this BS. I'll just railroad my way back.
No, wait. Now. Okay, now. So then let's go from a different perspective.
They did not take a vote as far as I know. Did they take a vote? Did any hands get raised?
I don't think so.
Because that's why I said, wait a minute, did you take a vote? And I didn't actually get a yes or no. What I got was, but whatever, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lambasted him, too, because it's my sponsee running that meeting. I'm like, dude, what the F are you doing?
So don't blame me. All I said was, because I was irritated, because, and I, you know what? I've read that chapter a bazillion times. I knew we were going to have to read it. I was just annoyed because I was not feeling well physically, and I was like, I opened it up. I'm like, really? We have to do this today?
It was all I could do to keep from standing up and going, no.
Well,
no,
then why
no.
didn't you?
Huh?
Well, instead of sitting back there going, oh, well, I guess this is the skipper's meeting
I
now.
I opened my mouth a bunch of times.
Because that's more fun.
Oh, I opened my mouth a bunch of times. Trust
just
me.
Like, I know why Roger went along with it. Because you don't ever see anything like that in a book study, so it's nice to see something new happen.
Oh.
Especially that book study. That book study is extremely predictable. And all of a sudden, we went off the rails.
Well, it's a... Well, isn't that kind of... Isn't that kind of the nature of a book study that is predictable?
Yes.
You're going to study the book.
But now your other sponsee actually is going to other meetings and announcing it as the Tuesday night skipper's meeting. We get some more attendance. Who knows?
I seriously thought of calling one of my iTex vendors and seeing if they could make me a couple of shirts, like what I did for my store, that said Tuesday night skipper's meeting. And that I could wear them to the Tuesday night meeting. What? Now, Mark, you're on the outside looking in.
I go away for a couple years. This area goes to hell in a handbasket.
You've never been to that meeting.
I have to.
Have you?
Yeah.
I was going to say, because you are primarily of the CA variety.
Yeah. Where it's much easier to railroad things through.
railroading. Well, and see, that's the thing. Like, we've got some guys with some time. We got Roger's got 30, And Jerry's got a bunch of time, and it's like neither one of them seemed too opposed to what was going on.
Little acceptathy going on in there?
Well, with Jerry, definitely.
Did they accept it, or they just not care?
I gave Jerry what for out in the parking lot. I'm like, Jerry, what the F are you doing? He's like, well, you know what, though? These guys, we talked about it the other day about, like, acceptance, when you accept things so much where you're like, it's just kind of like.
Yeah. Acceptathy.
It was just like that. He was like, and I'm like, dude, there's new people in there that now think it's okay to skip parts of the book.
Well, having the new people in there is the best part.
No, trust me, the new people do not think it's okay to skip parts because you made it abundantly clear that we were all a bunch of jackwagons.
Actually, I absolutely love that word.
Jackwagon?
Jackwagon.
Yeah.
What is it, Lee Emery or whatever?
Yeah, that's a great word. So
Mark, do you ever think that, your impression, if you hear a book study skipped a chapter.
I show up for the amusement part. Look, we're a bunch of freaking addicts and alcoholics, okay? So what you can count on us to do is absolutely the wrong thing all the time.
Is F everything up.
Yeah, it's mob madness.
But it can't be that way on something.
You're right, but you know what the problem is? The problem is we've all gotten so tired of holding all the commitments and all the being the bleeding deacons that we try to turn this stuff over to the new people that are there that haven't done it. And we've talked about this a thousand times. The program has changed so much over the last several years that the people coming in now, I'm sorry, they don't have the same seriousness to the program that we did when we came in. We walked through the doors dying, and we showed up into a program that saved our lives, and we were willing to
do whatever
we had to do to protect the program. You know, how much time have you guys spent talking about the traditions? You know?
In that meeting, we don't, because it's literally the first 164 pages plus the doctor's opinion.
Well,
we've done,
maybe
we do that
that's
over and over.
What you've
know. You know what it is?
It's, not
it's
a step
like,
in tradition
it's like
study.
158 pages now.
Yeah, I know. But even still.
When you leave out chapter 8.
But even still. There have to be people in there who have time. have to keep some sort of command and control of what goes on.
Yeah. And it,
somebody has to speak up.
And I was in a weird predicament because I'm speaking up, and there's my sponsor with more time than me just sitting there looking at me. There's Jerry with more time. Well, I don't know if Jerry has more time than me or not, but, you know, time.
Yeah.
I've got – there's a number of people in there with you know, over 5 or 6 years. There's a number of people.
Look, we watched CA go through this when it was about 7 or 8 years old. Went through the same thing.
My man Terry wasn't there. He would have been up in that.
Yeah. But we watched CA go through it. And, you know, group of people come through and they start deciding that they know how it's done. And at the time, we just let them do it. And things got different for a while. And then everybody kind of went, wait. The kill rate's going up.
People are dying.
Kill rate.
The kill rate's going up. Maybe we better go back to doing this the way it's supposed to be done.
You know, when you're at a meeting, you start to run the Deadpool. You need to make some changes.
Yeah.
Because if you're betting on who's going to die next.
But we do. But, Bruce, you made a good point. You didn't know who the one guy was that was sitting against the wall. We have a responsibility to the newcomers that walk into the room to make sure that there is a meeting and make sure the meeting is done according to the meeting formats that are laid down. Now, it doesn't say, it says every week we read a chapter. It doesn't say we read the next chapter. But I don't know where skipping part of the first 164 pages in a book study just doesn't sound like a good idea. Because now it sounds.
You know what I'm going to call it? The Tuesday night newcomer killer meeting. Because if that guy doesn't show up next week.
You guys killed him?
I'm taking everybody to task. I'm going to say, you know what? I think I saw his picture in the Tribune.
Bruce. If he doesn't show up next week, it's your fault.
My fault.
You let it happen.
Oh.
You didn't take him and walk out of the room and go stand outside and talk to him while the reading was going on. It's your fault. It's all your fault.
You never came dies, back to that meeting.
You.
It's your fault.
I go away for a couple of years.
See, you went away for a couple of years, and look what happened.
Yeah, yeah. Moving sucks.
Shelly?
What?
What's your opinion?
I already tendered my opinion. My opinion is...
She hates Chapter 8.
I hate Chapter 8, but we shouldn't have skipped it. I asked if there had been a vote. I didn't get a straight answer. And next week, we'll do Chapter 8.
So you just
whether anybody likes it or not,
so you just let it go on.
Yeah,
Shelley, stop the madness.
I mean, I wasn't really thrilled that I was going to have to read the chapter that night, but I didn't say not to read it because you got to read the chapters,
you know,
even the ones you don't like.
You know, how many times have you been in a speaker meeting?
You've been bored to tears,
and it goes just the speaker. You maybe you've heard this person speak before. And it's just not a night that they're on. Or it's a night that they go off on a tangent and they end up doing a 40-minute drug-a-log.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, how many times... You don't stop the speaker in the middle because they're not going the direction you want them to go. Meetings go however they go. It didn't hurt anything. It's funnier than hell. It gave us something to talk about tonight. That meeting was of service to Recovery 101. I appreciate that very much.
That's true. It was.
Oh, look, Shelly's trying to turn this into a golden egg here.
I'm trying to help you here, Shelly.
I'm just collateral damage.
She's trying to take this heap of dung and turn it into a golden egg.
That's right. So
there's a children's book called "Because a Little Bug Said Ka-Choo," all about all of the disastrous things that happened just because a bug sneezed. Uh-huh. I feel like the bug.
The good news is a rose may grow out of this someday.
Yeah, I feel like the bug because all I did was say, oh, you've got to be effing kidding me.
Was the bug a dung beetle?
No, it was like a little ant or something.
So, then Shelley, what would your final words on skipping be?
Well, I can guarantee you it'll never happen again, not at that meeting.
Mark.
All right.
Skipping.
You start skipping chapters. Pretty soon you start skipping steps. Start skipping meetings. Pretty soon you start skipping being clean and sober.
I can skip backwards.
Skipping becomes slipping.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Shelley, who's our friend back east?
That would be Bruce.
The other white meat?
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com. You can read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe, and he will send it to you in the post. You can also inquire about franchise opportunities so that you can bring the 12-Step Gazette to your town, as our friends in the Inland Empire did. You can go to 12stepgazette.com/IE, and you can read that version of it. It's for the Southern California area, parts of it, and that is all.
Forgot to bring it. They actually received a couple of copies of that in the mail at the store, so I need to bring those back so we can check it out. The new one apparently is out. Mark, we have friends that listen.
We do. First off, is this show going up this week?
Probably early next week.
Okay. All right, never mind then.
Why?
Well, because this weekend's the CA World Convention in Long Beach.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I forgot all
so
about
that.
So
if this thing played this week, I was going to tell everybody I'll see it.
What day does that start?
It starts it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Monday, or something like that. Or,
oh, shit, I'm going down there on Wednesday.
So I was just going to say, if anybody's coming out there, I'll see you Saturday night at the 11 o'clock p.m. cigar meeting. But,
well, I guess I know where Bruce is going to be
Saturday. Am I picking you up on my way?
Yeah, I guess you'll have to.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going until evening time, so you'll...
I'm all for it.
Yeah, so... And those of you listening to the show, we appreciate you listening. However you listen is fantastic, and we really enjoy having you out there. What we ask is, if you don't go to our site yet, please go to recovery101.net and click on the show there. From there, you can become a member of Podomatic. You can join. It's for fun. And for free. And you can...
I missed that.
I know you did. And at that point, you can download shows from there. You can comment. You can follow. You
multiple
can
times.
Like. You can have multiples?
I'll tell you what. There's numerous people that have realized that you can follow us multiple times because I keep seeing the same people. Well, you're not the only one.
I know.
I'm looking. I'm like, increasing the followers, but I keep seeing the same people.
You know what it
up.
Is? I have my computer at home and my computer at work. And every time I go up on the other one, it shows me, I guess, from whichever one I logged in from last. Mm-hmm. So if I go up on the other one, it doesn't show me as a follower, so it lets me re-sign up and refollow.
Nice.
So, but anyway, add us to your playlists and all that other crap we ask you to do, and thank you for listening.
Nice. Shelley, pitch the convention.
Okay, it's July 18th through the 20th at the South Point?
Yes.
Hotel in Las Vegas.
Sin City.
Yeah. Go there.
But by the way, any of you who've been going up to register for rooms or calling about it, we had a little delay while we were trying to work out the use of the room that we're going to use for fellowshipping, which is why there wasn't a completed contract. So if you've been trying up until now to get signed up for a room, there was a little delay. That should all be worked out this week.
Yeah, give it like another week or two and then sign up. But then we will want to kind of keep track of how many people go, so let us know. If you are Facebook friendly, you can like the Recovery 101 Radio Show fan page. If you'd like to remain more anonymous on Facebook, you can join the Recovery 101 group. That is a request-only group. If you request, you will be added. If you spam, you will be booted. Let's see. We have an email address at recovery101radio@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101 rule 62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
Sweet.
Dude.
Shelly.
Yes.
Who's the lead out music by?
Looking for Trouble.
Looking for Trouble. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
Why'd you want? You've got another woman taking good care of you. But wait till the thrill is gone.